Okay, Rabbi says Simon Shin Chaf Aleph. Hanoi said, he says over here some really interesting stuff over here, and a whole new, is way out, mystical, Kabbalistic things. Hanoi saying it's Tzedakah L'Shem Shemaim, page Reish Nun Tes, or Simon Shin Chaf Aleph. Shin Chaf Aleph is the Simon, the page number is Reish Nun Tes. He says some really mystical things here. Hanoi saying tzedakah l'shem shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zorah. A person who gives tzedakah l'shem shemayim in the other world, he has planted a seed. This can tie into Purim. In Purim, there's a minhag, we'll talk about it later on, to eat seeds. Hum
and
tashin.
And I just got a thing, somebody, why is it called matanos levyonim and not tzedakah levyonim?
Okay. Why is Evyoinim and not Aniyim?
No, why is it Matanos, not Tzedakah?
Right, so the answer to that question is the Jewish way. The Jewish way is to answer a question with a question. And why is it Matanos lo Evyoinim and not Matanos lo Aniyim? So the answer is that it's the din of Tzedakah on Purim is a completely different concept. It's not the whole year you have a mitzvah of Tzedakah. It's a, call out that different rules. They're a different set of rules. It's a din of a matana, and it's not an esina, and it's a din in an evyoin, not an oni. Okay, that's from that another time. We'll talk about that another time. So right now, over here, we have the idea of seeds. Hanoi saying tzedakah l'shem shemai. A person gives tzedakah l'shem shemai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu zoyra Hashem. He in the other world, it's as if Hashem is going to plant a seed in the other world. Does that go together with when you were trying to say, I know saying tzedakah l'shem shemayim, you give matanos levyonim, every time you give tzedakah, you're planting a seed. And Purim is the ultimate type of tzedakah, which is on a different plane called a matana to an evyoin. So the concept of a seed is even greater. And that's why you eat seeds on Purim. The original Hamantashen are seeds.
Yeah, poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds. Now you can't even find a poppy seed. Yeah, you can find. Everything is chocolate and this and this and this. Exotic pastries. But the real Hamantashen was dough, and hidden in the dough were seeds. You're planting seeds. The dough is like the earth. You take a seed and you put the seed in the earth. And you cover it, and it grows. A hamantashen is a dugma of planting a seed in the ground. Seeds put in the earth. What do you do when you put seed? You have to cover the ground. You dig a hole, you put the seed inside, and you cover it. A hamantashen is a maisa zuria. And here, we're learning over here about giving tzedakah is called an act of planting. So new every day you should eat hamantashen. No. Every day you just give tzedakah. On Purim you give matanos lo evyoinim. Mm-hmm. So the highest level of tzedakah is a different madrega of tzedakah. And therefore the revelation of the seeds being planted is that much greater. And you symbolically demonstrate it, the minog of eating hamantashen, or seeds. And I just told you as a Jewish, because the common reason why you eat seeds is because Daniel is one of the celebrities of the Megillah, and so is Anne Esther. And in the palace, they ate seeds. They did not eat meat and fish because it wasn't kosher. They didn't trust the Hashkacha. They did not trust the Hashkacha, so they ate seeds. That was the first in the pasuk by Daniel, and the Gemara is the same with Daniel, who was Esther as well. But in any event, over here it says a person who gives tzedakah l'shem shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zoira keitzad im doisin lohem kesef or shavei kesef, or I call it shavei kesef. I don't know why shavei kesef. Shavei kesef. I call davar shu hanol le'oni hakol keneged ha'inin. And all, of course, it all depends. You give tzedakah based upon what the person needs. Harei ma'ol le'oni shakol keneged harbi lo'ashir. He goes on to say that if a poor man gives a nickel, it's worth as if a rich man gives $1,000. Okay, when a person is not wealthy, gives the percentage of what he's giving out of his wealth is a lot more than what a multimillionaire is giving out of a poor person gives a dollar. A guy comes to shul, collector, and a guy, a regular person, what does he have in the bank already? He gives a dollar. And then there's a big gevir sitting next to him, a tycoon, a multimillionaire. He gives the same dollar. The percentage of how much money the gevir is giving is nothing connected the percentage of money that the poor man is giving. It's a dvar pashad moed. Harei mo'o la'aniyah shal k'neged harbi la'asher. V'yakadosh baruch hu zoyer. And here's what it says. Hashem takes that act and he plants it. Began Eden. Kama tevuo yecholim liknois b'mo'ois. And this is what he says, some really mystical stuff here, which I don't know what any of this means, of course. How much grain could you buy with that amount of money? Give him a dollar. What could you buy with that? Whatever you can buy with that amount of money is equivalent to what is planted in Shemayim, in Gan Eden. V'zoyram b'Gan Eden v'tzaymchem b'chol shana v'shana machnisam lo'oitzar. And every year in Shemayim there are workers who harvest and they put the produce, it keeps on growing more and more into storage. V'chein minei begodim delicacies. And all of this is waiting for a person for his benefit in the next world. Achar me'av eshem v'nene mehem l'ilm haba. Now you'll say to me, what are you talking about? You're making up things. You're giving me these mishalim. A person gives tzedakah. You're telling me that it's a seed. It's really, when I put money in the pushka, I'm planting seeds. Come on. What are you making? And these seeds in Shemayim, it's growing. What are you talking about? It's a pasuk. I'm not making up things. Shenemar. Just like the earth brings forth a growth, a garden, just as a garden brings forth its seeds, Cain, similarly, Hashem Elokim, Yatzmiach Tzedakah, will cause your act of Tzedakah to blossom. Usihila, and it will be a source of praise, neged kol ha-goyim, in front of all of the nations of the world, period. Another pasuk. Uchasiv, or zorua latzadik. Light will zorua is planted, latzadik. So there's over here, we have the word over here, a light of zera, the root. What does it mean? Shines. We always like to say the word zorua, shines, but that's not what the word really is. The word is zera, a seed. A tzaddik plants seeds. Uchsev v'al pesachenu kol megadim, on our entrance, our doorway, they're all delicacies. Chadoshim, new ones, gam yeshanim. Uchsev, another pasuk, alohu komus imadi. It is hidden with me. Chosum b'otzrosoy, it is sealed. It is locked away with a padlock and sealed in my storage house. Uchsev, ziru lochem litztaka, seed for yourself according to the amount of tztaka that you give. Kitzur, you'll harvest, lefi chosed. We have all these terms. You're just collecting a whole collection of terms scattered throughout Tanakh that tell us that when a person does a good deed, he is planting a seed. And just like there are rules of growth in this world, there are rules in the other world that parallel this world, and that blossoms and develops into gardens and storehouses of fruits, delicacies, which are obviously all very Kabbalistic concepts, but he read the words, and if you do the words, you have to have emunah, and it should be a source of inspiration. Next. A person gives benefit to a tzaddik. So what is the reward going to be? The reward's going to be, these are the dvarim pshutim. Sometimes you have to just review the dvarim pshutim. Kefi hanosh enene, ukefi ha-maisa, according to the benefit the person has, and according to the maisa, your effort. Im ani hu v'noisin putul ani, if a person is a poor man, and he gives her putul ani, yesh lo yischus ba-pruto yoyser, milo oshir kama pruto. It's because an ani, to give a pruto, is a great effort. For an osher to give a pruta is no big deal. So obviously, l'fitzara agra. Dvarm shutim. Even giving a pruta to a poor man, a person will merit to see the Pnei Hashchina. Don't think I'm making this up. This is a positive. It's in Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim. Kasav HaTorah. Yera'eh kol zuchurcho es Pnei Hashem Elokecha. This is in Parashas Re'eh, the laning of Acharon Shel Pesach, the laning of the last day of Shmini Atzeres. Yera'eh kol zuchurcha, also the second day of Shavuos. Yeah, I think it's the second day of Shavuos also, if I'm not mistaken, the second day of Shavuos. Yera'eh kol zuchurcha, and then the next pasuk gives tzedakah. V'samach le'ish kimatnas yadai. So therefore, the juxtaposition tells us is that a person will be zoicha to see the Pnei Hashchina in the merit of ish kimatnas yadai. Next. You see over here, you see a little bit of a remiss. Now, everything, when you go into Purim mode, everything now, you know, looks different. And we mentioned before that why is it called matonos le'evyonim and not tzedakah lo'aniyim? Notice this drasha. You're going to be zoiche yero'eh kol zuchurcha to see es p'nei Hashem Elokecha. Purim is a time, a holiday of where this was fulfilled, where Klal Yisrael merited to see. They saw Hashem. There was a hiskalus, a revelation of the Shechina in the Ma'aseh Purim. And what does it say here in the drasha? In order to be zoiche to yeroeh kol zuchurcha es pnei Hashem Elokecha, it all depends on your maton ish kimatenas yodoi. So the matonois lo aniyim is a trigger that we should merit to re-experience the miracle of Purim, which was in a time of a revelation of Yera'es Pnei Hashem Elokecha. A matana has a whole different connotation of nesina. Okay, I think the difference is a matana, every time you give a gift to a poor person, there are two elements. The poor man has what to eat, but it's also a humbling experience for you to give away the money. You have to. Both things happen. You give a gift to a poor person. So number one, the poor man has what to eat, and that's to your credit. Number two, you've gone through a process of taking your hard earned money and giving it away, and giving away your money. You've done a ma'isa. So during the year, of course it hurts. Of course it hurts to give away money. Of course it hurts. So during the year, the emphasis is, we don't care about your experience of giving away the money. What's important is, make sure the poor man has what to eat. And you know, there are differences. The main thing is, you don't have to say l'shem yichud when you give the money. Just make sure the poor man gets what he needs, and that's fine and good. Purim, that's not enough. Purim, part of the act of giving the poor person is the matana. You have to be aware what you're doing. The act of giving tzedakah has to have an effect on you. It has to make a difference to you that you've done something. And that's why matanas levyonim is primarily that the poor man should have what to eat. It's not, you give tzedakah, just give him the money, let him buy whatever he wants. Purim, the purpose of giving matanas levyonim is primarily that even though that's not the way it operates today, it's a big fundraising day, but it's me'ikar hadin is that the poor man should have a su'udas Purim, should have a delicious hot meal on Purim, just like you. And that's why lahalacha, you have to give him the money on Purim. Why? What does it say in Shulda? Because if you give the money before Purim, there's a real concern that he'll spend it before Purim. If I'll give him a week before Purim, he'll take the money and he'll buy food for Shabbos. So then we'll come Purim, he won't have anything, you don't want anything to eat on Purim. No. You give matonos le'evyonim is primarily that the oni should derive the benefit from the money you give him on Purim. Again, I know today we don't work like that. Today we don't do that. Today the main thing is just give him money and that's, don't think about this. But me'ikar hadin matonis levyoinim is that the poor man should have a wonderful, delicious Purim experience. And the only way you can relate to that is you look at yourself. What do I want? How do I want to spend the day? The way that I want to spend the day is the way that the poor man shall spend the day. There is an emphasis on he should be no different than you. The word matana has a connotation of focusing on yourself as the giver. Don't just focus on the recipient. And here it says, ish kimatnas yodoy. When it comes to the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of matnas yodoy, there's a mitzvah of giving tzedakah, and there's a mitzvah of matnas yodoy, which Chazal have applied specifically to Purim, and it's not a coincidence that they were saying over here, this drasha, is that matnas yodoy is juxtaposed to aliyah l'regel, where we see the ribonoi shel olam, Yeroeh kol zuchurchas pnei Hashem elokecha. So it simply means you shall appear. You shall appear before Hashem. But Chazal darshin, yireh yeroeh. The more you make yourself visible to Hashem, the more you will yireh, you will see Hashem. Purim is a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu juxtaposed with the mitzvah of matanos lo evyoinim. When you wish upon your friend that he should have the same good experience that you have in your life, he should have, that is what brings about the merit of being able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, now he brings a right to this from what it says over in Nevi'im and Anavim, Shenemar, Lachmoy Niton. Again, the word Niton, not the word okay, so that's the Nesina, this is a Nesina. Lachmoy Niton Meimov, Lachmoy Niton, comma, Meimov Nemonim. His bread is given. His waters are secure. The poor man is guaranteed. V'samach loy, melech, biyof yoy, sechazena einecha. Even though this, you interpret this referring to the melech of Klal Yisrael, but it also is interpreted homiletically to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the melech malchei hamlochim. When we make sure that the poor people have what to eat and what to drink, then there's a guarantee that we will merit to see the beauty of the Ribbono Shel Olam. From Tehillim Shnemar, Ani b'tzedek echazeh ponecha. When I engage in tzedek, when I engage in tzedakah, I merit to see your ponim. V'yizkel, and then it's another blessing of a person who gives tzedakah. V'yizkel t'chis hametz b'shnemar, es be'oh, I will be satisfied, I will be satiated. B'hokitz, when I awake with t'muna secha. What is the awakening? B'hokitz, Hakitz refers to the awakening of Techiyas HaMesim. Kimo Yisha Kosov, V'chei Achicha Imach, your brother will live with you. Okay, it says, now what does this mean? V'chei Achicha Imach, Kein L'Schiyas HaMesim. I don't know what that means. Some elaborate drasha is that Imach, with you, that it's going to be totally Zeh B'Zeh. If you go and you satisfy him, what is the imach? Together with you, he shall live. Your brother shall live with you. Support him, the poor person, and the same thing will be in the next world. I don't know what he means over here. I don't know. There's some drasha that I'm missing. Maybe there's some smicha sakra. I'm not sure what this means. Okay, let's run to the next thing very quickly. Hari amru bonai bnei chaye mizoyne loy bezchus talimilsa. It's not totally into. This is a very complicated concept over here. He says here a lot of chidushim in the Sefer Hasidim. We know this is the old age-old question. The age-old question is, you come into this world, ruba deruba, everything already is predetermined. It's already min hashamayim, how many children you're going to have, what kind of parnasa you're going to have, how long you're going to live. Ruba deruba, a person has a predisposition, he comes into this world, it's already bashert. It's bashert how your life will play out. So what's the purpose? So what's the purpose of davening, doing ma'asim tovim? What difference is going to make anyway? So the answer is, we all know that Klal Yisrael is not subject to mazel. And you can change the mazel to the koyach atil. Now the way he says it over here is not the way other commentators say this. It's already, you come into this world, just enjoy the ride, It's like riding on the New York City subway. Enjoy the ride. A lot of strange people. And just hang on, hold on to the pole, hold on, strap handlers, just hold on and don't get into trouble. Right? It's Bashart. What do you mean? It says in the pasuk, "Es mispar yomecha amalei, leman yarichun yomecha, leman yirbu yimechem v'meivreichem levnei machreim lo'olam uchsev utzaka tatzel b'mavis." And it says, "V'yamu zuchus toila k'mayim hamorim zuchus suspends b'mayim hamorim." A merit will prevent you from sinking into the deep, the bitter waters. So what's going on? What are you telling me? This is the basic classic contradiction. There are numerous psukim and memori chazal that tell us, if you behave, you will have a good life. If you don't behave, you're going to suffer. And yet it says that everything that happens in this world is totally in mazel. So what is it? Is it mazel and all of your ma'asim tovim don't make a difference? Or is everything that happens in this world dependent on your behavior? So this shor b'chiyah be'ezes chus nis, another example he gives, be'ezes chus nis asharta, in what zuchus did you become wealthy? She'yesh lucha tavla sheltov, you're a very wealthy person. You have a cash cow, a tavla shelter, you have a tablet of gold, whatever this means. It means that he has no digus. Omar, he says, tabo chayitz, and he goes on to say that he has zuchusim. So he attributes his wealth to good deeds, not to what is bashert. Harenim is erim eschus. V'chen yachal liyosh erim eschus yiyu lebonim. V'shinei Hashem v'shinei mokim. A person also can have children in zuchuyos. And you can change your name, change your mokoim. So here he writes at the end, you know what the answer is? Garmim mazel acher toif. Af al pi she'en ha-mazel noisein ela. She'en ha-mazel noisein ela. Ela in mazel Yisrael. Ki kol zech kosu b'sefer hakav. Now the words here are, many times in Sefer Hasidim, are very hard to translate. And the gist of what he's saying here is that they go together. They go together. Garmin Maslacher, it's Garmin Ma. I think what he's saying is, after everything's said and done, is that all of your deeds, maybe this is really more classic, all of your good deeds can change the mazel. Garmin Mazol Acher Toiv, Afal Pi, even though Sheina Mazel Noisein. Even though the mazel by itself would not dictate that you should live a good life, we have a rule. Ein ella, ein mazel li Yisrael. You can change your mazel. Kol zeh kosa b'sefer HaKavod. I don't know what that sefer is. All right, I'm just going to assume now, we'll read the commentary in one moment, is that he's really giving the classic answer. And the classic answer is, a person comes into this world, there's a predisposition as what's going to be. And indeed, if he sits back and enjoys the ride, he's going to get what his mazel was meant to give to him. However that works, whether it's good, whether it's bad, as long as you don't shake things up. If you live in your same mokim, and you don't daven too hard, and you don't make trouble, you just live a parva life. You're a parva person, if such a thing can even exist. That's what's controversial about this answer. You live a parva life, then you will get whatever the mazel has dictated you should get. There are people that come into this world, it's meant to be they should be wealthy, you'll be wealthy. It's meant to be you'll be a pauper, you'll be a pauper. It's meant to be you're gonna have good children, you'll have good children, meant to be not, whatever it's gonna be. There's a predisposition. However, this that it says in the Torah over and over again, if you do A, B, and C, then you will merit all of these blessings. And if you don't do it, you do Averos, you're going to be punished. The mitzvahs and the Averos change. can change the mazel, can cause the mazel to be replaced with a different mazel. Ein mazel Yisrael. So you come into this world, it could very well be that the mazel is not so good. Don't worry. Davin, do mitzvahs. You will change your mazel for the better. A person come into this world and he's meant to have a wonderful life. Don't do averos. If you do averos, you're going to forfeit. You're going to give away your mazel and you're going to lose. You're going to suffer. And things that were meant for you, meant to have a good, successful life, is going to be down the drain. It's going to be taken away from you, be given to someone else, and you're going to lose out. That's pretty much what he says. And the implication of this chiddush is that if you basically, you can live a parva life. If you just don't do too many averos and don't do any mitzvahs, you'll coast throughout your entire life and you'll get what the mazel meant that you should get. That is a controversial topic. Is there really such a thing as living a parva life? This is the controversy. The Sefer Hasidim says something that basically said, just live a parva life and you'll get whatever is meant to be. If you don't like what's meant to be, then shake things up and you'll get better. If you're meant to have a good life, just don't do averos and you'll coast along with your good life. Implication is, if you're happy with what you have, coast. Is that possible? Is that a Jewish hashkafa? That it's possible to go through life from cradle, how does it go?
To grave,
and just don't rock the boat. Many of the Balei Musas say no such thing. There is no such thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to challenge you. He will not. No one comes into this world to pay $1.50 for lunch. It's not the way it goes. You will be challenged. And that challenge will result in you going up or down in one way or another. In other words, there's no predisposition. Because you'll say there's a predisposition, you come into the world. It's so meaningless, it's kilu, it doesn't exist, because whether you like it or not, you're going to be challenged. And that challenge is going to cause you to deviate from what you would think would be, it's almost like an imaginary predisposition. You come in, there's a mazel. So the mazel is, it's possible just to follow the mazel throughout your entire life. Yeah, that's fantasy. It is inevitable for you that you're going to deviate from that imaginary predisposition to get what you're supposed to get, because that's what Hashem put you in this world for, to be challenged, to go up or to go down. That may imply that a goy, a non-Jew, no, a non-Jew is locked into a certain mazel. The ein mazel Yisrael implies that for a goy there is a mazel. And for a guy, it doesn't make a difference. Everything that's going to happen to a guy in his life is going to be based upon what was meant to be. Is that really true? Is that even really true? Is that really true? The guy can't break out of what was meant to be for him? Is that really, a guy can't do a good deed? You hear stories about guys who do incredible, incredible good deeds. That doesn't change their status in life. I don't know. These are things that are really almost impossible to understand. We'll just read a few words over here, which then we'll stop. Over here on the side, on the right side, Rotzel Loimar, on top, Sharei al Shloshan Amru, they said, Lav Bischusa. Umoitzinu, question. What do you mean it's not totally in Schus? Bini, children, Chaye, your life expectancy and your health, Umizoine, your financial status, your social status, is totally in Mazel. Really? These three things are totally in Mazel. He cites Psukim that describe Bini Chaye Muzan, that depend on your deeds. But we find Chaye Mizoine Talya Bischusa. The Yimkain, he writes, he elaborates, the Banam Nami Yachal Yoiskin, if two of the three we find explicitly in the Torah that it does depend on your good deeds, we have a right to assume the third item, and this is already a chiddush. This is already always looking for Tawain. It's always, sometimes you listen to Chassidim, what are you telling me that I don't already know? So he's telling me it's good to review the basics. When you look very carefully how he says it, they're always chidushim. And he's saying over here a very big chiddush in the parish is that, Bini chaye mizoni bischusa, lav bischusa talya milsa. Challenge you. We have psukim throughout Tanakh that explicitly state that chaye and mizoine is totally in zuchus. Okay, very good. Two of the three we have a kasha. But bonim, there's no challenge. It does not say anywhere in Tanakh that your children are totally in your zuchus. And therefore, let's at least accept that children is toluy in mazel. So he says a chiddush, a sefer chasin, according to the interpretation of this perish kadmain, and that just like we've challenged the premise that it's that when it comes to life and mizoynes, that it's not toluy in mazel, it's toluy in zchus. If two of the three have been proven wrong, that it is totally in zuchus, not totally in mazel, we have a right to assume number three also is totally in zuchus. Isn't that a chiddush? Tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Just because you can't find the pasuk that contradicts the chazal that says that it's totally in mazel, we're going to automatically say it's not true, or challenge the accuracy of this statement, because if two of the three we find to be challenged, so we have a right to assume that number three also is going to be challenged. That's an amazing thing, what he's saying over here. Ad kedei kach yigobas the majority, yigobas haroiv. Umishani. So we have over here a challenge. The cold challenge over here is unbelievable, he says. And then what is the answer? Umishani, the answer is, li'ayla ma'kol toli b'schusa. The emes is, the ikar is, everything in life depends on schus. Ki ein mazel Yisrael, avul shinui, but there's no mazel, you can change it. Shinui mokum, shinui mazel, avul shinui mazel acher toif, avul pi she'ein mazel Yisrael, k'mo she'metzin b'Avram, sh'vizeo sham b'bini, lo'y b'schosa, ki mitoch shinui Hashem mokum m'goymrim, v'kam ha'kos v'zei v'kob, v'zei 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 v'zei. He's just saying those things, that through your zechusim, there is a mazel, a predisposition, and through your mazel, you can change it. All right, we'll leave it with that. And now let's talk about Purim. Let's talk about Purim. Purim is coming around the corner. Mi'irtz Hashem, this year,